Each episode of the Lion Goat podcast is completely improvised. Expect comedy. Do not expect consistency or sense to be made. This is random nonsense for your amusement. I am Podbot. On today's episode, Mr. Anonymous dives into the intriguing backstory of our favorite guest, Pukuri Ainuus. Amidst some surprising musical submissions, the narrative unfolds like an intricate tapestry, weaving together charismatic characters and spellbinding twists. It's a roller coaster. Stick around till the end, you won't want to miss this. Warning: the following podcast contains explicit material intended for emotionally immature adults. Trigger warnings for this episode include discussion about adult themes, violence, profanity, murder, sexually explicit behavior, political incorrectness, animal, emotional, mental, physical, sexual, and substance abuse. It might rot your brain. I warned you, if you want to experience this podcast as intended, listen while wearing stereo headphones.
Welcome to your next experience of the great beyond.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so excited to be back. It's been so long since I've been podcasting. Oh, I have for you a very special episode. Today, we have our favorite guest. He's one of the most favorite guests that's ever been on the podcast. All of our thousands of listeners, our millions of followers out there on social media. I know you've just been waiting for this guest to come back. His name is Pukuri Ainuus. Mr. Pukuri Ainuus.
Hello.
Thank you for coming back on the Lion Goat. I am so glad to have you here on our podcast. Tell us all about it, Pukuri.
Yes. I'm glad to be here, Mr. Goat. I'm having a good time waiting for you to get your shit together and so we can do this. I'm excited about today's episode. I feel like it's going to be fabulous, fantastic. Your energy is contagious. I'm very, very glad to be here. Over the moon, ecstatic. I'm doing cartwheels as we speak.
Please don't do cartwheels while you're wearing the expensive headphones.
Well, you know, in my mind, not literally, because I would get tangled up in my microphone wire and I would fall down and that would be bad for the show. I think that would not be good content.
Yes. I appreciate your excitement. I'm so happy to see your excitement. I'm so grateful to have such an exuberant guest on the show. But I will ask you, you remember last time when you were doing cartwheels wearing the headphones and you knocked over the microphone stand? That did cost us around $3,000. So
Yes, it did. Oh, that's a lot of money. I will write you a check.
We don't have an unlimited budget, I will say.
I did not know.
It's great, though. And you will, as you asked before, get a chance to pet the goats at the end of the episode. I know that's the moment you're waiting for every time.
Oh, good God. That's my favorite part of the whole time being here on the Lion Goat Ranch. It is petting the goats and, you know, feeding the sick monkeys to the lions. That's my favorite part. It is a little gruesome, a little gory, and a little bloody. But it is a lot of fun to watch predators in action. I am glad that I am not the predator's prey, as it were. Thank you.
Well, we don't call you Pukuri for nothing. Oh, goodness. So tell us, what have you been up to, Pukuri? News. What are your latest adventures?
Well, I have been whitewater rafting down multiple rivers this year.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Right. Well, my raft was homemade. You know, I did a little Huck Finn a project where I made a raft, and I even got a large black man to go with me. His name was not...
Excuse me?
Jim, and we'll leave it there.
Oh, please don't use that language. We'll have to edit that out. Yes.
That was the name of the character, sir. There is no language to use, sir.
No, I believe his name was just Jim, and there was just...
If you are afraid of words, then you are a coward, sir.
His name was just Jim. His name was Jim. Let's be honest.
No, his name was...
I am not afraid! I was born for this!
Jim. That's what it said in the book.
No, I believe his name was James. He was a very sophisticated fellow.
I read the book, and then I got inspired, and I built a raft and found a large black man to go with me, whose name was Bill.
Well, that's wonderful.
I did not call him Bill. Okay, I didn't do that, because his name was Bill.
Oh, good. Where did you learn how to lash the raft together?
YouTube.
Oh, really? There's YouTube videos on lashing rafts together?
Yes. Lots, yes.
Usually they just blow those rafts up.
Well, that's true. But we were going to authentic route. We went down the mighty Mississippi.
Oh, really? The Mississippi? Yes. Yeah. Okay. That's a very large river. Where did you start? Did you start in Missouri?
No, Michigan.
In Michigan?
We did the whole thing from top to bottom.
Oh, really? I don't believe the Mississippi flows through Michigan.
Well, wherever it started, we were very lost. And we
did you have to take the Ohio down?
What?
Did you take the mighty Ohio or the Tennessee River over to the...
Yes, we did. We started there, and we watered our way to the waterways of the mighty Mississippi, contributaries, and all the other things that are involved with river floating on a raft. Made of wood with a cotton sheet sail, which did not last very long, so we had to stop and go over to the Home Depot and get an actual canvas sail. It worked better.
Oh, so you had some short little excursions off of the raft to the Home Depot, the famous Big Orange. Did you find a nice tarpaulin to use as a sail after that?
It was a canvas tarpaulin.
Oh, yes, okay, well.
Yes, it was very nice. It's like a painter's tarp, and it was very tough and rugged, and able to hold high-speed winds and pull our little raft along.
What would you say was your highest speed while you were steaming down the river?
About 2 knots, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, so you were able to measure it, then?
No, I'm just guessing.
Oh, okay, good. I would say that's around average walking speed. Does that sound about right? It must have taken quite some time to go on this journey.
The Mississippi River is not very windy, so there's not large drops of wind to pull you along.
That's true. I mean, except when the big tornadoes come through like they did yesterday.
Well, except for then, we did not find a tornado during my river rafting in time. There was no tornado.
Well, that's a wonderfully fortunate experience. I'm so glad to hear that. You weren't killed in a tornado. I mean, you wouldn't be here for the podcast, and we wouldn't get to enjoy your exuberant, exciting energy.
No, I would not. If I were, in fact, dead, I would be unable to do this. That is quite obvious, yes. But I am alive and well.
It sounds like the lions are getting frisky again. They always get so frisky when you're here, Puckery. I don't know why they get so frisky when you're here, but they always get so frisky.
Well, the animals love me here. That's true. I actually like animals more than people, and they love me more than they love everyone else. That's true stories.
What do you account that to? Was it because you were raised by wolves? Is that why?
Well, yes, that is true. I was raised by a wolf and a chimpanzee simultaneously. They were friends.
Do you feel like it was because you were raised by chimpanzees?
I don't know how that works in the animal kingdom, but it might be all the snacks that I keep in my pocket.
I hope it's sexual.
A wolf and a chimpanzee found me abandoned in the woods, as it were, and they took me in, raised me up, and I enjoyed my time as a child, and I am very proficient in the languages of the other animals in the animal kingdom. I speak bird.
Could you give us an example of this? I would love to hear you speak some bird. Is it a chickadee or maybe a swallow? Oh, the Bob White. I see.
Yes, yes. He's the most pleasant bird I've ever met, Bob.
What about the whippoorwill? It's one of my favorite birds.
No, the whippoorwill. He's very nice. He's very nice.
Raise up your window and let me in. I'm a whippoorwill whooping in the whistling wind.
Like a reverse Bob White, you know, whippoorwill, whippoorwill, whippoorwill. I think is how they say.
Whippoorwill, whippoorwill.
I don't know. I like the robins, yes, too. Do you speak robin?
Oh, no. They are very, very rude birds. You don't want to talk robin.
Oh, really? They're rude birds.
Yes, they're hateful, they're mean.
It sounds like you grew up in a Disney film. Was there any secret pornographic drawings in the smoke or anything like that in your experiences when you were growing up? The magic mushroom usage in the office space with the wolves and the chimpanzees? I mean, what sort of chimpanzees did you learn from? Did you perhaps experience Link from that wonderful television show when we were young?
No, they were just everyday, ordinary chimpanzees, and they could not speak or solve crimes or wear suits.
Oh, okay, they didn't wear outfits and do private detective work.
They were just average, ordinary,
wilderness-living,
loving, banana-eating chimpanzees.
Oh, well, they love bananas then, so there's at least one stereotype in our culture that's accurate.
Yes, yes. Well, most creatures great and small, do enjoy a good banana.
I guess that's true. I mean, they're full of potassium, and they have a nice sweet flavor. They're ripen in the spring or summertime, or whenever it is that they ripen. I don't know. I'm not a South American banana plantation farmer, but perhaps you could tell us, for your chimpanzees, maybe they educated you in the ways of the ripening banana.
Chimpanzees do not talk, sir, as I have forementioned.
Oh, well, how did you learn to speak growing up around these mute wolves and mute chimpanzees?
They do actually use a lot of sign language. That is why they pick it up so easily in a scientific setting, a laboratory setting.
I see.
Because they are, in fact, already speak sign language. This finger here.
Oh, dear.
The fuck you finger that we get.
Oh, dear.
We actually learned that from the chimpanzees themselves. We didn't make that up.
I see. The chimpanzees use the middle finger, which means up your fanny.
Yes.
I see. I see. I had no idea that was where that originated. Do they use those middle fingers when they're digging for termites and such?
No, they usually use a tool for that, like a straw or a stick, and they dig them out and lick them off the straw.
I see. Like a plastic straw? Like the types of straws which are killing all of the lovely sea turtles in the world?
Yes.
Really? Where do they get the plastic straws?
A little known fact that the chimpanzees actually invented the plastic straw to get the termites out of their termite holes.
No kidding.
Yes, they line them up and snort them like cocaine. Oh. It's very, very interesting. Well, they tell me through sign language that the plastic straw is the best thing to do it with.
I suppose it would be. I have no idea. I've never imbibed in that sort of substance. I wouldn't know what sort of tools one used.
I mean, snorting up termites, sir, not cocaine.
I've really, frankly, never eaten any termites either.
Well, they're an acquired taste.
I see, I see.
They're nice if you saute them with butter.
Oh, you like to saute the termites. Did you have access to frying pans and that sort of thing when you were growing up with the wolves and the chimpanzees?
We basically just used a hot rock.
Oh, I see. So you were able to generate fire.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes,
yes. I've never...
The wolves knew how to do that before they found me, and the chimpanzee...
Oh, they found you. Yes. Okay, I see. How old were you when the chimp and the wolf found you? I thought maybe you were raised as a baby or an infant.
Oh, I was like maybe two, possibly. I have no concept of my age. So
you could make fire at the age of two.
It was not easy. It was quite accidental. I slid down a mountainside into this cave full of wolves, and I was on fire when I got there, so we just kept feeding the fire.
Was it just the friction of your diaper rubbing against the mud and the stick and the gravel and the charcoal?
Yes.
It must have ripped your little tiny legs apart.
Yes, it did. It was very, very, very hot, and I do have third-degree burn marks.
You must look hideous with your pants off.
I do, in fact, do.
Goodness, please put your pants back on. Don't show me.
Well,
I don't need
asked.
To see that right
I
now. Oh, goodness. Dear me. Every time you come, fuckery, you're always trying to show me another part of your anatomy that I didn't request. Oh, it's delightful. You're such a wonderful person, such a wonderful guest. And I hear that you've brought some lovely sample material that you'd like to share with the podcast audience.
No, I didn't do that at all. I think you have me confused with someone else, sir. The only thing I brought was my person, and...
Oh, I thought you brought this film here. It's called Joe Learns to Keep His Body Clean. That wasn't something that you brought into the studio?
No, I did not bring that at all.
I'm not sure where this came from. Maybe it was one of our millions or thousands of listeners, all of the mail that they send us, all of the wonderful piles of letters. Perhaps it was one of them that decided to send this to us. I'm not exactly sure.
Do you get lots of letters and mail?
Oh, yes. Like I said, there are just piles and piles and piles and piles and piles of letters.
I see that you are surrounded by plenty of letters. That is a lot of letters. That looks dangerous, like a bit like a hoarder.
Oh, well, it's time for an advertisement, the Podbot tells us, so we'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Now we will take a break for some advertisements. Please support our sponsors. Just imagine, this could be your advertisement. Please reach us at liongoatpodcast@gmail.com to provide sponsorship. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We're just here, we're joined by Puckery, and we're about to watch a film that Puckery brought in. He's claiming that it wasn't him, but I'm pretty sure he brought it with him. I lied to you before, we haven't received mail in some time. That reminds me, please send us mail. We're extremely excited to receive your mail. And here we are, we'll start the video. Let's see if you hear the audio now.
Five.
Oh, yes,
four,
that's very loud audio, too. I believe you might turn down the volume.
Joel learns to keep his body clean.
My eardrums are in fact bleeding now.
Let me adjust that volume there.
Is there a nurse, sir? I need medical assistance.
Let's see, does this sound better?
Like I said, I require medical attention for, I think I have now a busted eardrum. I am... Oh, yes, I'm getting dizzy, and, oh, God. I said turn it down, not up, sir. Sir, I said down, not up, sir. What kind of sadistic game are you playing here, sir?
I don't think I can... Oh, yes, I can turn down the volume. Of course I can, yes, okay.
I would hope so. I hope that you do not... cause this kind of damage to all of your...
How's that?
That is down further more, sir. Yes, please, down. I was raised by Boob, sir. I don't think I know where the volume button is. There you go. That's the... Okay, let's try it. Try that. Let's try that right there. Try that. Try it. Play.
Okay.
That is much better.
Oh, sorry about that.
Excuse me. Did those credits say that was produced by Jesus Christ?
Produced by Jesus Christ? Is that what your question was?
Is that what that said? It went by rather quickly.
I believe he pronounces it Jesus Christe. Yes, Jesus Christe, I believe is what it said.
Oh.
Yeah, I think he's from a Latin American country, I believe. I'm not sure.
Interesting.
There we see a lovely film. We see Joe, it looks like he's around 14 years old and he's in school. I don't think Joe is much into hygiene. You can tell by his scraggly hair and his very wrinkled shirt.
It is very wrinkly. Has he never seen an iron, perhaps?
He looks rather disappointed in school, like he's bored.
He doesn't look happy to be there.
You aren't going to sit by Joe, are you?
Oh, Joe.
Sit over here by us. You can breathe better.
Uh-oh. Oh, that was a zinger.
Shh! Here comes Mr. O'Banion.
Students, I have your test papers from yesterday. We need to talk about them. And read chapter 4 for tomorrow.
Looks like Joe has a delightful teacher. He does have a nice suit.
Joe, could I talk to you for a minute, please?
No, I wouldn't like to do that.
I guess so.
Joe, how are things going for you?
What do you think he's gonna say?
Okay, I guess.
Look at the way he's holding his hand.
You mind walking out to my car with me for a minute?
Oh, that sounds naughty.
I'm a little afraid for Joe's safety, dude.
You don't sound too happy. Are you having a bad day?
It's more like a bad year. Nobody likes me.
Why do you say that?
Nobody ever sits by
Mainly based on the fact that he's wearing that ugly purple
Joe,
striped
I like
shirt.
You. And I think I know something that'll help you. Let me tell you what I mean.
He has invited this young male out to his car in the parking
lot. You like to fix cars, don't you?
Yeah, I really do.
Well, Joe, if you had a brand new car, what would you do with it?
I'd keep it running good.
And you'd probably wash it every day, wouldn't you?
This could go a myriad of ways.
I probably would.
Well, Joe, you need to keep yourself clean.
I fear for Joe's safety.
Just like you'd keep a new car clean. You need to take a shower more often. And you need to wear clean clothes every day.
Yeah. I guess I've just never thought about it. Thanks, Mr. O'Banion.
Oh, dear! Yeah! Get that groovy, funky beat, Joe!
Yeah. Yeah.
Now we're seeing Joe taking a shower. He's got the sexy music playing.
Yes, that is very pleasant.
Ooh, and he's brushing his teeth. Look at Joe go.
He's combing his hair. Oh, yeah, he's spiffing himself right up.
Combing his hair like a big douche.
He's smiling now.
Look at Joe go.
Look at Joe. What happened to him? He looks so different.
Girls are getting into it.
He's got a blue shirt on now. That's a nice blue shirt.
Hi, Joe. Hello.
Oh, yeah, he's tucked his shirt in. He's wearing slacks. Ooh, even the gay boys want a piece. Look at the teacher. Just ready for abuse.
The teacher looked envious and predatorial.
I think he is envious and predatorial. Well, that was a wonderful film. Thank you for bringing that to the show, Puckery. Thank you for sharing
it. I told you I did not bring that. I don't know where that came from.
Intending this to be something about me? Were you trying to say something about me?
Now, for me, this video was disappointing because we never actually got to the vehicle to see what kind of car the teacher drove or what he was going to do to him in said car. I thought perhaps there was a trick.
That's true. I think they cut that part out. I mean, I think there was a reason why he needed to go home and take a shower after going to the teacher's car, but
I had hoped that they were going to wash him in the parking lot.
No, it wasn't that type.
A water hose or a fire truck or something. But
would you have liked to see that?
Well, yes. I feel like that little young boy would have been blown away by a fire truck water hose, and it would have been comical, I think.
Oh, I see, yes. Like a UHF clip, like that movie that, what a Weird Al Yankovic made. Where
drink
they,
from the fire.
You get
hose,
to drink from the fire hose! That was my favorite scene of that movie, I believe.
Yes. That was a very good movie. I did enjoy the Conan the Librarian sketch.
Oh, yes. Librarian, like the barbarian.
Yes.
Barbarian. Barbarian, is that the right word?
Yeah, it's called a pun, play on words.
Barbarian?
No.
What's a barbarian?
I don't know what a barbarian is.
Is that a bookish barbarian?
Is that a nerdy?
A bookish barbarian is a barbarian.
Barbarian, yeah.
So this you bringing this video and forcing me to watch it was not some sort of message that you were trying to tell me that I have an issue with my personal hygiene. Is that what you?
Yes, that's exactly it. But I was hoping that you would not catch on so quickly, and I would be out of the studio by the time you realized what this video was actually saying to you, sir, and I wouldn't have to answer your questions about it. So now I feel embarrassed that I did not know how to properly tell you you smelled like a monkey's ass, and you need to bathe.
Well, it's much more likely that I smell a bit more like a lion's ass. There is quite a bit of lion poop around here and goat poop. I mean, I am a rancher, sir.
You probably should probably not let them in the house to poop everywhere.
Well, don't you feel it's delightful when the little nanny goats come up and butt your leg with their little horns and their heads against your leg and... Pay attention to me. You're on a podcast. Put away your telephone. You should know better.
Sir, I am on crutches with a broken leg because of that goat. I am not at all happy to see it again.
Could you please put your device on mute? Just the minorest bit of decorum. That is all we request here on the Lion Goat Podcast.
Decorum, sir. I was muting my phone. I had forgot to do it before I got in the studio, and I apologize.
Okay, thank you.
But speak of decorum, you smell like lion poop, and there are savage animals running around here, knocking people over, breaking their legs. I am on crutches, as I said, with a broke leg. And no, sir, you cannot sign my cast.
Oh, well, please.
You might use feces.
Nothing that brings me more joy than writing my signature upon people's casts. And I promise I'll write you a nice message.
Well, I am depriving you of that joy today, sir.
I wish you a fast recovery.
I mean, thank you. I hope I am drinking plenty of milk. And
you should be so proud to show off a cast with a person as famous as me's signature upon it. You could probably sell that cast for lots of money on eBay.
Well, you think so?
I mean, have you even considered that?
No, I did not consider that. Yes, I guess you may sign it then in that case.
Well, we do have quite a social media following, and I'm sure we'll get quite a bump from all your followers after this.
Right. I have no followers, sir. As I said, I was raised by wolves and a chimpanzee, and I do live in the woods still today. There is no Wi-Fi in the woods.
I have a series of questions that I would like to ask you, and this is a new technique that we're trying here. I don't normally do interviews per se on the Lion Goat Podcast because our guests come and they have delightful anecdotes to tell. Oh, it's been so long since we had Q the Gambler. I just miss Q the Gambler. He always has the best stories, and he's talking about monkeys too. It seems like a common occurrence here. I'm not sure exactly why all the guests like to talk about monkeys. Are you okay, sir? Sounds like you're dying there.
I almost did. What did you give me, sir? I nearly drowned
it's
in this.
It's just water. It did come from the trough where we water the lions and goats, but, I mean, what's good enough for the goat is good enough for my guest. That's what I always say. Good enough for the goat, good enough for the guest. They both start with G.
That explains why there's lots of fur and slobber floating in here.
Sorry, what did you say?
That explains the slobbery substance floating on the water and the green bits. And all the fur, I...
Oh, yes, if there's a little green slime on the edge of the cup, just wipe that off. It won't hurt you.
Yes.
I mean, you must be used...
I'm starting to feel funny. I don't... What, are you sure it was just pond scum?
You're used to drinking out of mud puddles with the wolves, aren't you? I mean, isn't that what wolves drink from?
We drink from a clean stream.
Oh, well, I mean, it came from a clean stream at first.
7 months ago or something.
Oh, no, the goats drink it all much faster than that. I have to water them every day. It's fresh.
I think there's something in here wiggling.
I mean, there could be maggots or something in there, but don't mind that.
I think that's wiggling. Is that a minnow?
Yeah, it could be. A tadpole. It's probably a tadpole. Okay, so we're going to play a game here, and this is how you play this game. I'm going to read a question to you, and I want you to embody a character. This is a game of imagination, okay? And so you're going to pretend that you're asking this question to yourself when you're laying in bed at night, when you're lying on your back and you've got your panties on and you're just comfortable in your socks. You know how you always like to go to bed in your panties and socks.
I...
Oh, was I not supposed to tell the audience about that? I'm so sorry.
I do not wear ladies' underwear, sir.
Anyways.
That is slander, a vicious lie.
No, I was talking about tiger panties, the bravest panties of all. You know how I end the show every week. Listen for the whisper in your tiger panties. Tiger panties is the undercarriage of the tiger. It's how you can tell the fiercest male tigers from the female tigers. Tigers, as we all know, are the second most fierce large cat. They're not quite as fierce as the lion. They don't have quite as much prowess, but they do have tiger panties.
They do. I did not know this.
Oh, you're not familiar with tiger panties?
I did not know... Tigers had tiger panties. It seems odd that you are the Lion Goat podcast and making advertisements for tiger panties.
Oh, we just celebrate all big cats, all the mighty ferocious animals in the world. We're so proud of them all. We celebrate all of the fierce creatures that have prowess.
Even the cheetah and the puma?
Of course, yes. We love the puma. The puma is very closely related to the lion. More closely related to the lion than the tiger, in fact.
Right. I did not know that about the lineage of pumas.
Yeah, the puma, the mountain lion, they're the same creature. There are black pumas in South America, and they're wonderful. Black leopards. We celebrate leopards and cheetahs and pumas and tigers and lions and even the lynx, the little lynx, the ocelot. Let's see, what other wonderful cats? We would celebrate the Sphinx if they were still around. We haven't seen one in quite some time, but we do believe that they probably still exist somewhere on the planet. Let's see, what other cats are there that we love? I can't think of any other ones, but we love all the cats. All right, anyways, we've got another break, so we'll take an advertisement break. We'll be right back with a new format, the new Lion Goat interview format.
Now we will take a break for some advertisements. Please support our sponsors.
Buddy, where's the spatula?
Okay, kids, let's go. There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents.
And what better way to say I love you than with the gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatula so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
Spatula City, we sell spatulas, and that's all.
Just imagine this could be your advertisement. Please reach us at liongoatpodcast@gmail.com to provide sponsorship. And now, back to the show.
Oh, Spatula City, yes, that's a wonderful commercial. Spatula City, we sell spatulas, and that's all. Yes, I wish I could get a sponsorship from Spatula City. How do you get sponsorships? Do you know? Should I reach out to Weird Al and just ask him directly and say, hey, Weird Al, give me a Spatula City sponsorship? Do you think he would do that?
Well, yeah, he would probably be okay with that, you know. That's how he got permission to make all those parodies. He had to ask.
Oh, well, I guess that's true. Perhaps I should ask some of the people that I parody on this podcast. I don't know if we've actually done that.
Yeah, less likely to get sued if you do.
Sir. Oh, well, are you a lawyer?
No, not in the
least. Okay, what?
But I have been sued once.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What did you get sued for?
Apparently you have to have money to take things from Home Depot.
Yes. Was it the canvas top?
Yes, yes.
Your sail?
Yes.
And did you just sail away?
Yes.
No cares?
Yes, in a whopping 2 knots. They caught us very quickly.
Oh, I see. They just ran along the side of the stream and used some of the rope that they got from the rope department of the Home Depot.
Caught me with a fishing pole.
Oh, fishing pole. I didn't know they sold fishing.
Reeled it right in. Quite embarrassing.
They sell fishing poles at Home Depot? Or?
I told Bill to row faster, but he did not.
Oh, yes, yes. Please don't use that horrible name that you referred to Bill with before.
I did not refer to Bill with that name.
I'm sorry. All I could hear was the pod bot. Could you repeat what you were saying during the commercial break?
What about calicos? I like the calico cats.
Well, Felis, the lowly house cat is, I mean, I suppose, but they're not quite as regal. We're really interested in regal cats.
You're right. They have no prowess.
I mean, some of them have prowess.
But they are cuddly.
I like the hairless ones, mostly.
Quite ugly.
How dare you, sir?
Quite ugly.
I'm going to forget the fact that you said that, Puckery. I would like you to come back in the future.
Well, I'm entitled to my own opinion about the ugliness of a naked cat. Even wearing a sweater, those cats are ugly.
Well, I suppose you're entitled to be wrong. That's true. So let's move on.
Well, that's true, I am.
Let's move on. Okay, so pretend that you're in your tiger panties and you're lying in bed at night. Can you close your eyes? Let me see you close them. There they are. I see them closed. I can see your little peepers, your little eyelids. You have such long eyelashes. They're beautiful. It's rather attractive. So. Oh, yes. I love it when you flutter them like that. Thank you so much for fluttering. Okay. Now, as you're fluttering your eyelashes, think to yourself, am I using my time wisely? Ask yourself that question and let me hear the answer.
Well, yes, I am using my time wisely. I am on this show to get the word out about rafting and learn things about kitty cats, all cats. I am wearing my first ever pair of tiger panties, and I do feel powerful about it. The lace was different at first, but it is nice. I am writing a novel. I cannot talk about that at this time because it is.
Oh, let's talk about your novel. Tell me all about your novel. Is it about going on the Mississippi journey?
It is about my time being raised in the wilderness by wolves and one chimpanzee. It talks about my friend, the panther. I had a panther friend. His name was Pumbaa.
Have you seen that show called Raised by Wolves?
I don't know that.
Was it Pumbaa from The Lion King?
I don't know where he was from, but...
Are you mixing up your story with The Lion King?
Not Pumbaa, no.
Are you thinking of yourself as the Jungle Book? Are you feeling like Mowgli? Or...
Oh, there was a bear, but he did sing and dance, but he never sang that song, The Bear Necessities.
Well, that's disappointing. That's the only song I'd like to hear bears sing.
I don't know that all bears care about the bear necessities. This particular bear was about leather.
Oh!
He liked leather. And he had a nice biker vest on, said he ate a group of bikers. And acquired the vest, and he had a Harley Davidson, and he would ride around the woods.
Oh, I see. He was that kind of bear. Okay, a different kind of bear. And a large, strapping young man. Now I understand what you're talking. A leather daddy bear. I didn't know that the bears and leather daddy crossed the streams, but I think that's wonderful. I'm glad to hear. We're inclusive here. We're sex positive on the Lion Goat podcast. We applaud everyone's kinks and quals and fashions and friends, even though they be bears or pubas or lions or goats or whatever they might be. I mean, whatever you're into. That's what we say here. So you don't feel like you're wasting your time. That's wonderful. I'm so glad to hear that. And you're not going to write a novel about your trip on the Mississippi? Was it not noteworthy enough for a novel?
Yeah, I feel like it was a very dull ride. There's not a lot going on in these states, and floating down the Mississippi was rather unspecious. It was not fun. It was quite boring.
Oh, really? You didn't have a good time when you got to New Orleans?
Well, I mean, no, not really. It wasn't Mardi Gras, and no one having any funds, no one would show me their boobies, and I didn't have any beads to pass out. So,
oh, well, I always have a lovely time in New Orleans. It's a magical time.
I did encounter Marie Laveau. She did hex me. It was not a good time.
Oh, no. What sort of hex?
She turned me into a newt. I did get better. I still like to lick my eyeballs for some reason.
Oh, goodness.
Yes, it was very disconcerting.
Well, perhaps you had to sign a non-disclosure agreement for the lawsuit that you were in. Perhaps that's why you're not able to write a novel about that. But I still think that the story, being raised by wolves, so I imagine it was much like that television show. Is that true? Was there a neuromancer gynoid that could fly up in the air and destroy the world with the incredible sounds of her voice?
No.
Oh, no?
I don't know what television show you're referring to, sir, but
oh, okay. Well, it's a wonderful television show. I encourage all of our listeners out there to watch it.
I don't know what that was.
It has nothing to do with Puckery's novel. It has nothing to do with his novel at all, but it is a wonderful show. It stars that guy that was on that show, The Vikings. You know, that guy from the Viking show. He was Ragnarok or whatever his name was on the Viking show. He was the son of Thor or some sort of Viking. I'm not sure.
I don't know a lot about the Vikings.
Well, that's okay. I mean, there was this some fellows that liked to run around in loincloths and use double axes, as far as I could tell. I'm not exactly sure when they were, who they are, why we even bothered to pay attention.
Well, that's a very good question. Why are we paying attention?
No, that's not the next question.
Oh.
The next question is, lay on your back and close your eyes. Let me see those fluttery eyelids again. And show me the tiger panties. I mean, don't show them to me. You've already showed me your underwear once, but please. Just put them back on. Put back on.
Please, please, no flash photography. Why are you taking pictures?
Well, you signed an agreement when you came on the podcast. We all know why you have to take a picture. Okay, so here's the next question. Am I employing a healthy perspective? Ask yourself that question.
I would say I am employing a healthy perspective. I see things happily through a lens of rose-colored enjoyment of my time, and I feel like I have a very strong connection to the Earth and the energy field of the Earth, and I like my solitude, and I loathe people, and they suck up my energies, and they pollute my energy fields with their negativity.
Oh, goodness.
And so, yes, I try to avoid that kind of thing, and I just basically spend all my time in the woods with birds, and I do have a pet alligator. His name is Crikey.
Crikey the crocodile?
Yes.
Is he a croc or an alley? No, you said he was an alley, but I believe...
Well, he's got a narrow snout. I believe that makes him a crocodile.
I think that makes him a crocogator. Is a crocogator an alligator? I'm not sure which he is.
Yeah, he's a crocogator. He's a crossbreed. He's a mutation.
I believe with a name like Crikey, I mean, you should just tell people he was a crocodile, even if he wasn't. No one else would really know unless they were herpetologists. You hang out with many herpetologists. You said you avoid people in general, but...
I don't know any herpetologists, no.
Perhaps you should hang out with herpetologists. I mean, they're delightful.
No.
No? Okay, well, we'll move on to the next question. Well, I'm so happy to hear that you're employing a healthy perspective. I mean, it doesn't sound too healthy that you're avoiding people. I encourage you to come over anytime you want, Puckery. If you just want to come to the Lion Goat Ranch, I mean, just be careful when you get close to the lion cage and when you're tossing in the little baby chimpanzees. Just be careful not to get your fingers stuck in there. Does it give you a mixed emotional reaction when we feed the monkeys to the lions? Doesn't that make you uncomfortable, being that you were raised by a monkey? I mean, does it feel like you're feeding your mother to the lion?
No. That chimpanzee, Wandol, did beat me ferociously with sticks, so I get a little bit of enjoyment out of watching them suffer.
It beat you ferociously? Or is it trying to teach you a lesson about how to use the straw to suck up the termites? Or what? Why was it beating you?
I don't know.
Were you not good at sucking up termites?
He would sneak upon me in my sleep and beat me viciously with a stick. Multiple sticks. He had two hands.
Well, that sounds horrible. I'm so sorry to hear that you were abused by the chimpanzee. I thought that the chimpanzees were regal, noble creatures. Perhaps they're not as noble as I thought, or maybe you just had a bad example.
He would beat me horribly, and it is not a memory that I like to discuss.
Perhaps you were being naughty during the day, and you just don't want to admit it. I bet that's what it was. You were just being a naughty little human, weren't you? You weren't abiding by the rules of wolves and chimpanzees. So am I right?
No.
Well, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the end of our question segment of the podcast. So we're moving on to some more ephemera that we have here. I believe this was sent in by our favorite listener, the Blind Alchemist. He actually sent this to us and said we should put this on the podcast and get the guest reaction. He didn't know who the guest was, so this will be a surprise to him. How are you doing out there, Alky? Glad you're watching the show, and thank you for your patronage. We hope that someday you'll come back, but I'm so glad we were able to help you kick off your show, and your show's taking off, and you're really getting many more listens and views than our show is every week. I think I'm personally maybe the only person that listens to my episodes of my show. That's a bit disappointing. If there are other listeners out there, all the thousands and millions of you, please reach out. I just feel like we're in a communication desert. Our address is Lion Goat Podcast. There's no the, because you don't need a the in Lion Goat. It's liongoatpodcast@gmail.com. Please send us a message. Just let us know that you're listening. Send us your musical compositions. We'll reply to those. We do have the professional musicians at the Hairline Productions to help listen to those and give their feedback and any sort of thing. I mean, just leave us questions. We can ask our improvisational ideas, make up characters. Just record yourself acting silly if you'd like. Really anything. We'd love to hear from you. Did you have a podcast that you've been listening to here lately, Puckery?
The Ways of the Wild.
Hello, my name is Justin and I'm 6 years old now. I want to be a rock star. The song is Out to My Mama. The song is called Rock and Roll Boy. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. When I was born, I was just a young boy. But now I've grown and I'm an old boy. I live in this town, I love it. And there's nothing you can do to change it. I'm a rock and roll boy.
Well, that was a delightful submission. It's not the normal sort of musical submission that we expect here on the Lion Goat Podcast, but thank you for sending in that song, Little Justin. I believe he said he was 6 years old, and that was a delightful song. I mean, it was quite complex. He had some interesting rhyming schemes there. He rhymed town with town and brown.
It's masterfully written, yes, masterfully written. And from the line about beating the guy coming to town, I feel like he understands rock and roll completely at 6 years old.
Yeah, he said he would knock him down, I believe.
Yes, all right. That was a great rhyme for coming, yeah.
I did find that the use of the word rock and roll, it is good to have a theme in your song and to repeat that theme over and over and over again, but I would say, Justin, you don't have to include the word rock and roll in every phrase. We get the point, you're a rock and roll boy, and you like to play with rock and roll toys, but you did say rock and roll in every phrase. So maybe rhyme something with rock and roll. Can you think of something that might rhyme with rock and roll?
Cock and balls?
Well, it's close. Maybe if you pronounced it in a fancy cock and balls, maybe if you said it like that, that might work. Oh, darn it, it's another commercial break.
Now we will take a break for some advertisements. Please support our sponsors. Just imagine this could be your advertisement. Please reach us at liongoatpodcast@gmail.com to provide sponsorship. And now, back to the show.
Maybe your socks and trolls. Let's see, what else could it be? Frocks and moles. You could go on a date with a frock and some moles, or a mole wearing a frock, maybe. Have you ever been on a date with a mole wearing a frock?
I cannot say that I have ever been on a date with a mole.
Okay.
A couple of trolls and an ogre once. Definitely a goblin or two.
No, I feel like you're just making up any sort of magical creature you can think of. These are not real things. There's not real trolls and ghouls and goblins, are there?
Yes.
You're not just referring to your imaginary friends.
I met many in my time in the wilderness. In the deepness wilds of our globe, there are definitely trolls and goblins. And leprechauns and fairies. Fairies are usually rather nice, pleasant to look at, flying around naked as they do.
They're tiny. I mean, you can't even imagine having sex with a tiny little fairy.
Not so much with the leprechauns. They're kind of greedy dicks.
Do you look at butterflies and think of them in a sexual manner? I mean, they're tiny little creatures.
I didn't say you could have sex with them because they're so tiny. I just said they flew around naked, sir.
Okay.
Stop imposing your desires upon me, sir. You're an odd man.
Isn't a fairy about the size of a butterfly?
No.
Am I wrong about that?
And they are a little larger than a butterfly, yes. Probably maybe 6 inches tall, if that, 5.5.
Oh, okay. He's holding his fingers about 3 inches apart and saying that it's 6 inches. I imagine he's been doing some kind of measuring that we shouldn't be talking about.
No, that is not 3 inches.
I mean, they do often say that some men can't tell the difference between 3 and 6 inches, at least when they're talking about certain parts of their anatomy, but we won't mention that. I've been encouraged not to bring up that part of the anatomy again on the podcast. It comes up every single time, so I've sworn it off, ladies and gentlemen. I won't. I mean, our guest did bring up the cock and balls. I did not say that. That was not me. That was him. He was making a rhyme with a rock and roll, and I won't take credit for it. We did have one other musical submission. Are you up for one more?
Yes, we can do one more.
Okay. Here we go. Let's see if you like this one. I think this one has a bit more of a groove to it. Are you ready for a groove?
Oh, yes, certainly.
All right. Here we go. That's enough of that.
Well, it definitely had a groove. No one was in key with that song, as they need to go back to practice and work out their melodies. But other than that, it was a good, wholesome jam.
Yeah, I think they should go and join the choir, perhaps. You know, when they're praying to their God and their friends with the God. but perhaps I should do a little more study. Less study on the Bible, more study on the tone, perhaps. More study on the rhythm or syncopation in the singing. I mean, I don't know how old the child was. She's probably very small, but I couldn't bear to listen to the rest of that. I'm not sure what that says about me, but it just didn't do it for me.
It was indeed slightly off key, sir. I don't think there's anything wrong with not wanting to listen to a song sung off key.
I mean, and that's not to say to the listeners not to send us songs that are out of key. Please send any sort of recording. We will give you our honest opinion. I will give you my honest opinion. I promise you that. I will not hold back. If your song is shit, I will tell you that. But you should be brave enough to hear it. If it comes from a good critic, you should feel good about it anyways. Don't you feel that that's true? Even if it's a world-renowned musical critic who's telling you your song's shit, it's no reason to feel bad, don't you agree? Isn't it a compliment?
Are you offering any kind of constructive criticism, or are you just calling everything shit?
Yes, yes, I'll offer some constructive criticism. Good point. Let's offer, perhaps make your next song have a sense of rhythm, include a melody that's repeatable, that sounds pleasant to the ear. When you sing that melody, make sure that you are hitting the pitches that you're aiming for, not just like some dartboard in a drunken bar scene. You want to hit the bullseye on each note, just the bullseye, or, you know, whichever one of those little triangular slots that you're searching for. Maybe it's the one with the 25 points. I'm not sure what the games are that you play with those daggers that they throw through the air. But aim for the tone and a bit of timbre. Did I mention rhythm? Yes, you want to perhaps count to four as you're singing. One, two, three, four. And if you have a syncopated rhythm, you know, aim for the beats in between the beats, whatever it is that you're aiming for. Just make sure that if you have two people that are singing together, you want them to sing those notes at the same time. Just in case you need an example of what not to do, here's an example. You see, when he said, help me find a way, and then she came in quite later and said just the word way because she couldn't remember the words. I mean, I don't know what's wrong with this 3-year-old child and why she can't remember the lyrics to the song, but perhaps encourage...
Certainly unprofessional. Yes, certainly.
Yeah, it was indeed not professional at all.
If you're going to step in front of the microphone and record your song, you need to at least know the words. I agree with you there, sir.
Okay, well, thank you. At least we agree about one thing. At least we're not arguing the whole podcast. So it's delightful again to have you here on the podcast and tell us your stories about going on these magical adventures that you've gone on with your friend Bill on the raft, the inflatable log raft, and how you used a sheet as a sail and how that caused you some turmoil when you got sued by the Home Depot because you were shoplifting. Now, what can our guests expect to see from you in the future, Puckery? Do you have anything that you'd like to promote? Any upcoming events or... Oh, well, you did mention your book. Did you mention the name of your book? What's the name of your novel?
Life in the Wilderness.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good name.
Yes, yes. This week is the launch date of the novel, and we will be having a large bonfire in the region of the Northwest Pokey, pokey, poka region of the woods.
Is that in Michigan? Close to where
what?
You... Pokey, pokey, poka? Is that woods in Michigan where you started your raft trip?
Yes.
I see.
Yes.
And so you have finished the writing of the novel. I thought you were just started with it.
No, it's finished.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Thank you.
I will be book signing and doing a reading at the bonfire. It will be spectacular. We have bongos, mangoes, and churros. Because churros are delicious.
Just all things that rhyme with O's, is that right?
Yes. Yes, there will be Cheerios and Ho-Hos.
You encourage your guests to bring Lego to play with?
Yes, well, I enjoy playing with Legos myself. After the signing and during the bonfire and the Kumbaya song singing, so we will assemble Legos. And I hope someone brings some Star Wars Legos.
So you like to build Star Wars out of Legos. I believe it's pronounced Lego. Is it Lego or Legos? I think it's Lego, isn't it? Lego is the plural of Legos because it's just the name of a plastic production corporation, one of those hideous corporations that abuses our planet. Isn't that true? They mask it under the vision of making toys for children, when we all know that children should just get along well playing with sticks like you and I had to when we were growing up. I mean, wasn't it fun just chasing the stick with the wolf? You would throw the stick and the wolf would run and get the stick, and sometimes he would throw the stick somehow with his little teeth and you would run and pick up the stick in your teeth. Wasn't that the best toy of all?
It was a joyful time in my life playing fetch with father.
I think it was a closeness that came from playing with sticks in the woods. It's not the same sort of closeness. I've never seen anyone play with Lego in the same way with their children that your wolf Pappy played with you. And I think we should let old Lupus know that it was a wonderful time and that we really appreciate the education that he's given us. And let that be a lesson to you out there, folks. When you're thinking to yourself, am I using my time wisely? Am I employing a healthy perspective? I want you each to ask yourselves that question this week. That is your homework assignment until the next Lion Goat episode. Ask yourself those questions, and if the answer to those questions is no, then reframe your life. Get your shit together.
Yes, yes, you should probably do that.
Thank you for joining us this week on the Lion Goat podcast. Thank you for being here, Puckery. It's so good to have you back.
Yes, I'm glad to be here. I'm having a good time.
We did have a commercial sponsor sent in. It sounds a lot like that sponsor for Forks that was on the Aussie Boys recently. I believe it's the same production company, but let's see. Here's how it goes. He didn't listen to the advice that I gave people about how to write a good jingle.
No, that was not a very good jingle. But E for effort. Definitely an E for effort.
Puckery, I know this is a new business that you're trying to launch, your advertising company. But if you'd like to try again, I'll allow it.
No.
All right. That was great. Thank you. Did you have more that you wanted to say? I mean, we've reached the end of the episode, but...
Thank you for having me upon the show, Mr. Lion Goat Podcast Guy. I always enjoy being here and petting the lions and the goats and feeding those damn dreaded monkeys to those beautiful, majestic cats.
Well, thank you for coming on the podcast. Again, it's delightful to see you, Pucker. You don't come around very often, and it's so good that you're back. I know how our listeners enjoyed the last episode that you appeared on. I mean, it was transcendental. That's how I like to say it to myself. I just say, that episode with Pucker was transcendental. I just say it over and over again sometimes. I look in the mirror, and I think to myself, transcendental.
Yes, well, it was a good time. I enjoyed it.
Okay, well, that's it. Thanks for being on the podcast. You can hit stop now. And just remember, to the audience out there, if you don't know what tiger panties are, you better get yourself a pair.
We would love to receive your feedback, your improvisation suggestions, your questions for advice, and your musical compositions for response. Please email us or send us a voicemail. Our address is liongoatpodcast@gmail.com. Like, review, subscribe, and contact us on Facebook, Instagram, Patreon, Twitter, and YouTube @liongoatpodcast. As a bot, I know, social media is for dummies. Please subscribe to this podcast on your podcast player. We are available on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, and anchor.fm/liongoatpodcast. Please tell all your friends, enemies, and any strangers to listen to our podcast. This will help us bring joy to everyone. Text-to-speech services were provided by freetts.com and readloud.net. Various audio clip content used for the purposes of satire were located on youtube.com and the Internet Archive. A Additional sound effects were provided by freesound.org. Other original music for today's show is composed, performed, and recorded by the excellent musicians at Hairline Productions. Today's show was edited, produced, and recorded by the world's greatest sound designers and engineers at Hairline Productions. Please like their content on SoundCloud/Hairline Productions.